and college basketball analyst Jimmy Dykes. A lot of great, great stuff going on here in the Sweet 16, including Florida, of course. Coach joins us. Jimmy, welcome to you. Thanks for your time. As the dust has settled here, what do you think about this Sweet 16? Kind of an eclectic bunch, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a little bit of everything, you know. It's, you know, the teams that have played the best have gotten there, the bottom line. And you can't blame seed. You can't blame travel. You can't blame anything other than did you get it done for two games or didn't you? And the 16 that have the best, we'll get to watch again next weekend.
You know, there was a lot of Gator fans here, Jimmy, as I think you heard last time you were on here, that had a lot of angst. But it's my belief that the core of this basketball team knows how to play in this tournament. I mean, they've been to back-to-back Elite Eights. Do you think that factored into their success these past two games in the tournament?
It certainly has had to help. You know, all those guys, with the exception of those new kids, you're right, they've been through this thing before. And now they have a chance to do what they haven't been able to do the last 2 years, and that's get back to the Final Four. They've been to that back-to-back Elite Eight game. That's not easy to do, man. That's a hard journey to get to do what Florida's done the last 2 years. So it's still one of the most mind-boggling stats in the college game right now that Florida, you know, the amount of wins they've had by double figures and the amount of losses they've had in single digits. That's a crazy thing, you know. But they got a lot of pieces. I really like that team. When they're good, is good. They're as good as anybody out there.
Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, here's a team with a Sherwood Brown at guard at 6'4", who leads them in rebounding. How much do you know about the Eagles, and how will they match up, do you think, against Florida?
Well, they won't have any fear. I know that. I've watched them play all weekend, like everybody else, and you know they're a hot team right now. You know, they're not a great team, but they're a hot team, and that's very important this time of the year. They're very confident. They have athletes. I think they're a very explosive, athletic team when I watch them play, and I've liked their offense. They're very good at reversing the ball side to side, and they really cut hard and move without the ball well, and they kind of run their offense high out on the floor sometimes. So offensively, I really like what they do. They've played a pretty good matchup zone as well, and, you know, their chance of winning is probably about as good as four, to be honest with you. It's going to be whoever plays the best.
A matchup that intrigues me, Jimmy, is Louisville, Oregon, because a lot of people, I don't know if you were one of them, that felt Oregon was underseeded. But speaking of a hot team, how about Oregon, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the conversations over the weekend was Oregon shouldn't have been a 12 seed. I mean, they won the Pac-12 title, so it almost makes you think, had they not won the Pac-12 title, they maybe wouldn't even have gotten in based upon where they're seated. But again, they haven't been healthy all year. Dominic Artis, the point guard, was out for the whole month of February, and they lost ball games. But now he's back, and you know they're a very well coached team. Dana Altman can coach with anybody in this tournament, and there's a lot to be said for that. And I think he's a guy that, you know, he gives his guys a lot of confidence offensively, and he's got players. Those two freshman guards aren't playing like freshmen in that tournament. And I think that's always a concern going in, will your young guys hold up? But they're getting ready to be tested by a whole different thing than they haven't seen all year with this Louisville group. Their full-court pressure, their half-court pressure, their changing defense in the quarter court is really tough, very, very difficult. And Louisville, to me, is still the team to beat in this entire thing.
Our guest on Sports Scene, ESPN college basketball analyst Jimmy Dykes. Coach, I want to talk to you about the other game in Florida's bracket with Kansas and Michigan. Michigan played about as well as I think you could play in their second game of the tournament. I think this is a really dangerous team if they hit on all cylinders. Do you agree?
Yeah. In the preseason, we had to all make selections for the Final Four, and three of my guys are there. Indiana, Louisville, and Michigan are still in this thing. And I agree with you. How they took apart VCU was maybe one of the more impressive things of this tournament so far, because VCU was, boy, defensively, they're as good as anyone, and a lot of people probably picking that as an upset, and Michigan had no part of it. You know, everybody played well, and the Gary kid really went to another level this weekend. I think he's going to be able to hold his own with with you on the inside, and Trey Burke is an exceptional kid. He didn't play well their first game in terms of scoring against South Dakota State, but he was big at the big moments against the VCU, and they got shot makers, and I think Michigan probably, to me, they probably have the most future pros of anyone left in this tournament. That's a pretty good starting spot.
Wow. Miami and Marquette in Washington. Miami with Larkin, who was terrific. Assess their chances, Jimmy. If they play well, can they get to the Final Four?
Sure they can. I mean, anybody in this thing that plays well can get to the Final Four. That's where we're at. Now you're just two wins away. But you have to play well. You can't just play okay now. I think a couple of teams got by with just playing okay over the weekend, and that's not going to work. And, you know, Miami Marquette, that's going to be a tremendous test of your will if you're Miami, because Marquette's will, I think, is one of the tougher ones to kill in this tournament. They play so hard, and they're so tough and so together, and they got good basketball players. And they have size and size to match up with Gamble and Kaji and Reggie Johnson. So that's a coin toss game to me right now. I just know that Marquette, I probably trust their try factor and their effort level as much as anyone left in this entire shooting match.
Jimmy, I have two last questions for you, and I want to go back to Florida Gulf Coast for a second, because the naysayers can say, well, geez, they lost to Lipscomb twice. They lost to Maine. But to me, that doesn't matter now. It matters how they're playing right now. And you mentioned this. If you have a hot basketball team, doesn't that make a big difference in how a team's going to perform confidence-wise going into Florida?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think those players from Florida Gulf Coast are thinking anything about who they lost to this year. They're now thinking about who they've beaten in this tournament. It is very surprising that a team that lost to who they lost to, they had some bad losses to teams that just aren't very good. Now they find themselves in the Sweet 16, so they've come out of nowhere to get to where they are. But you watch them play right now, and you wouldn't have any idea that they lost to Lipscomb twice, for example. They're quick. They're athletic. The Comer kid at the point guard is really fun to watch. He has a Marshall Henderson personality about him, a little bit more under control from what I gather so far. Andy Enfield is probably going to have his phone ringing about some of these job openings as soon as their season's over.